Ever wondered why Warren Buffett consistently outperforms the market while others lose fortunes chasing hot stocks? The secret lies in fundamental analysis, a powerful approach that cuts through market noise to determine a company's true worth. While most investors are swayed by headlines and emotions, successful investors focus on what truly matters: actual business performance, financial health, and long-term prospects. This methodical approach has helped investors avoid countless disasters, from the dot-com bust to the 2008 financial crisis. The beauty is that fundamental analysis isn't reserved for Wall Street professionals. It's a skill anyone can master to make smarter investment decisions, evaluate potential employers, or understand how businesses truly operate in today's economy. Imagine buying a local laundromat. Would you make your decision based on the previous owner's enthusiastic sales pitch? Or would you examine financial records, customer base, equipment condition, and competitive landscape? Most people would choose the latter for such a significant investment. Yet, surprisingly, many investors buy stocks without similar due diligence, relying instead on hot tips or market sentiment. Fundamental analysis treats stocks as ownership in real businesses rather than gambling chips. It's about looking beyond hype to focus on what a company actually does, how it performs financially, and whether its current stock price reflects its true value. This approach has stood the test of time while investment fads have come and gone. Consider General Motors' 2009 bankruptcy. Despite being too big to fail, investors who examined GM's fundamentals could have spotted serious problems well before its catastrophic collapse. While the stock was still trading at respectable levels, fundamental indicators revealed deteriorating financial health, mounting debt, and unsustainable pension obligations, all warning signs preceding the company's eventual 97% stock price collapse. The fundamental analyst approaches a company like a detective, following the money trail through the organization to reveal leadership motives, resource allocation patterns, and potential vulnerabilities. Companies follow a predictable trade cycle, raising capital, acquiring materials, adding value, selling products, collecting revenue, and repaying debt. By evaluating each stage, analysts determine whether a company makes money after expenses, maintains operations without additional funding, creates new products, and withstands competitive pressures. While this might sound academic, it has practical applications beyond Wall Street. Think about serious horse racing bettors. They study horses' histories, jockeys' records, track conditions, and performance trends before placing bets. Similarly, fundamental analysts study companies' performance histories, management teams, economic conditions, competitive landscapes, and industry cycles before investing. The real advantage comes from finding undervalued companies others have overlooked, businesses whose intrinsic worth exceeds their current market price. This margin of safety concept provides investors with a buffer against market volatility and analytical errors. Modern analysis also incorporates environmental, social, and governance ESG factors, recognizing that sustainable business practices often correlate with long-term financial success. Like doctors checking vital signs, fundamental analysts evaluate companies through their financial statements. These documents show a company's revenue, operating costs, and profits, key metrics for determining stock value. The income statement is the starting point. When buying stock, you're investing in future revenue and profits. Analysts examine revenue, the top line, to determine if a company is growing, looking past marketing claims to actual performance. Breaking down revenue reveals top performers. For example, IBM's software division generates 24.1 B, 40% of revenue, versus consulting, 17.8 B, and infrastructure, 14.2 B. Analysts then study costs and expenses. Companies spend significant revenue on direct costs, materials, and indirect costs, overhead, advertising. Common sizing, comparing expenses to revenue as percentages, shows how costs trend against revenue growth. The balance sheet reveals financial health and resilience during downturns. like a personal net worth statement, it shows assets versus debts. Working capital, current assets minus current liabilities, indicates ability to pay short-term obligations, crucial since even promising companies can fail without adequate cash flow. The statement of cash flows provides a brutally honest view of financial reality by tracking actual money movements rather than accounting estimates. Unlike the income statement, which can be manipulated through accounting rules, cash flow reveals whether a company is truly generating money from operations. This analysis is crucial because earnings don't necessarily represent actual cash. Under accrual accounting, companies can report revenue they haven't collected yet. To quickly analyze earnings quality, compare net income with cash from operations. High-quality earnings are backed by actual cash, not accounting tricks. Free cash flow, cash from operations minus capital expenditures, reveals how much cash a company generates after accounting for equipment and facility maintenance. For example, Mondelez generated $4.1 billion in operational cash flow, spent $965 million on capital expenditures, leaving $3.1 billion in free cash flow, showing the company is generating cash rather than burning it. Financial ratios transform raw numbers into actionable insights. Just as miles per gallon measures a car's efficiency rather than simply how much gas you put in, ratios provide context that isolated numbers can't. Return on equity shows profit generated from investor money. Efficiency ratios like inventory turnover reveal operational strengths. Valuation ratios like price to earnings help determine whether a stock is cheap or expensive relative to its earnings power. While numbers are important, understanding the people running the company provides essential context. Corporate governance represents the safeguards ensuring management acts in shareholders' best interests. The board of directors serves as shareholders' advocate, overseeing management on behalf of investors who lack direct control over business decisions. Research shows poor governance correlates with poor performance. During the 2007-2008 financial crisis, firms with governance issues, like overboarded directors, lost 80% of their stock value, twice the market average. The proxy statement provides comprehensive information about board members and executive compensation, revealing crucial insights about management motives and ethics. Pay close attention to executives buying company stock with their own money through open market purchases, rather than just receiving shares as compensation. This often signals confidence in the company's future. Similarly, institutional ownership patterns can provide useful insights about professional investors' views on the company's prospects. Fundamental analysis guides stock buying and selling by identifying undervalued opportunities and overpriced securities. Key factors to examine include liquidity, debt levels, and stable cash flows. Companies with strong cash reserves and minimal debt typically weather downturns better. Discounted cash flow analysis, favored by Warren Buffett, brings rigor to determining a stock's true value by calculating the present value of future cash flows. This comprehensive approach helps avoid the irrational market pricing driven by herd mentality. While invaluable, fundamental analysis has limitations. You might correctly identify an undervalued stock, yet wait years for the market to recognize that value. Even expert analysts face losses, particularly in bear markets. Nevertheless, fundamental analysis remains the most reliable path to long-term investment success. As Buffett notes, in the short run, the market is a voting machine, but in the long run, it is a weighing machine. By focusing on true worth rather than market sentiment, you position yourself to benefit when prices align with fundamentals.